It's the WP Minute. This episode is brought to you by Blog Vault. Back up your WordPress website with the most reliable backup plugin boasting a 100% restore rate. Check out Blog Vault. You can get started with a free trial, no credit card required, at blogvault.net. You know how it goes. Everything I mention here will be linked up in the newsletter and the blog post. Check out the WPMinute.com for the links. In the news, Matt Mullenweg recently announced that he would be personally running Tumblr for a while. Tumblr lost their CEO, and Matt is making this his top priority within Automattic for the immediate future. Keep an eye open for improvements in the community. Are you or your clients using WordPress.com? WordPress.com is now making it possible to purchase certain plugins directly on the plugin page. The plugins that are available right now are for WooCommerce subscribers and with a business or e-commerce plan. Keep an eye out for more paid plugins appearing in 2022. Josepha Hayden-Champose over on make.wordpress.org shared the potential release timing for 2022 of WordPress, for the year 2022 of WordPress. This release looks like this right now: 6.0 in late May, 6.1 in mid-October. If you have project management skills or can lend a hand on these next major releases, contact the release team. The preliminary roadmap for Gutenberg 6.0 has also been published by Matthias Ventura on make.wordpress.org. There are four phases outlining the long-term roadmap. In events, the schedule of WordCamps is published over on WordCamp Central. Many are in the early stages of planning, don't have a date yet. WordCamp US has been on schedule for September 9th through the 11th, 2022, in San Diego, California. From our contributors and producers: to celebrate Black History Month, Underrepresented in Tech will tweet about a Black tech innovator, inventor, every day in February. Google is burying Flock, Federated Learning of Cohorts, in its sea of abandoned experiments. Sarah Gooding over at the WP Tavern writes that Google Flock ran in limited markets and received overwhelmingly negative feedback from the tech industry that left Google with an uphill battle to get enough buy-in to proceed. So now Google is proposing topics. Stay tuned for the feedback on this new proposal. Squarespace rolled out an expansion of their Member Areas program. This allows publishers to earn money selling instructional and other kinds of content online through private members-only sections of their Squarespace website. Would you like to see block standardization across the web? I sure would. Joel Spolsky has an interesting blog post asking, what if blocks were interchangeable and reusable across the web? He suggests a non-proprietary block protocol that will be open and free. This article is an interesting one to read. The WP Minute Contributor Spotlight is on Oruba Ahmed this week. She has created a new plugin called the Superlist Block for WordPress. This is Oruba's first publicly released plugin on WordPress.org. The plugin lets you add other blocks within the list items, essentially making it supercharged. Check out my video on YouTube and check out her plugin in the repo. Next up, listen to Joe Casabona's Creator Toolkit on the Creator Clock Minute.
Hey everybody, Joe Casabona here, and you are on the Creator Clock. Over the last few weeks, I've spent a bunch of time putting together what I call Creator Toolkits. This is based on a podcast I had several years ago, but it's all about tools that you can use to build specific WordPress sites. For example, I have a toolkit for creating online courses or creating a podcast website. So how did I come up with these recommendations? Well, I've been using WordPress for a very long time. I've tried a bunch of tools, and I've picked my favorite. So I want to highlight one of these toolkits, and it is the Creating Online Courses Toolkit. I would recommend Nexus's Managed WordPress Hosting for this because you're going to be accepting payments. The Cadence theme with Cadence Pro is a fantastic theme for this. For the LMS plugin, I recommend LearnDash. LearnDash and Cadence work very well together. For list building, I recommend ConvertKit. And to tie it all together to everything you use outside of WordPress, I would recommend Uncanny Automator as the automation plugin. If you want to see more creator toolkits, you can head over to creatorcourses.com/toolkits, or you can continue the conversation with me over on Twitter at jcasabona.
Thanks, Joe, and thanks, new member Svelena Pineva from Nitro Pack. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And thanks to all of the members who shared these links today: Birgit Polly Hack, Michelle Frechette, Daniel Schutzsmith, Devinder Singh Kainth, Joe Casabona, and Jeff Chandler. Thanks to you, dear listener, for tuning in to your favorite 5 minutes of WordPress news every Wednesday. The WP Minute is an experiment in community journalism for WordPress. If you want to support me, my team, and all those that contribute, head on over to buymeacoffee.com/mattreport. Buy us a digital coffee for as little as $5, or better yet, join our community of WordPress newsies. Get access to our Discord server, private podcasts, behind the scenes how the news is made. Get your voice heard on the podcast. Join for $79 for the year to support the show and become a producer at buymeacoffee.com/MattReport. That's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it wherever you do social media. Jump on the mailing list at thewpminute.com.